If you're wandering out around 4 in the morning, sweet sounds can sneak into your ears without warning. Aside from this rumbling silence abounding, light weeting and rustling can sometimes be found in higher spots in the place where you're walking around, unless in this place you're the tallest thing found. The creatures that make these noises are oft found to be covered tip to tip with soft insulation underneath pinaceous barbs that mix and molt to precarious garbs. They use these to stand out as well as to hide from those who hunger for their lovely hide. These are creatures of what you have probably heard,
these are creatures
the names
of
which rhyme with this very word, but what they are called is not paramount in the recalling of this one account. Because it takes place in the very same enchanted wood where things have no name. Alice had just stumbled about some tall things that grasp the ground tight and count age in rings. And had she gone further in distance and height, a curious form would have entered her sight that takes breath without noise during a sound rest, mother bundled close to her young in their nest. A stirring disturbed her dreams going on that involved her lungs swept around in song. Whisperly clouded with gray and white vapors, she glided shrouded in chaos echoed underneath her. Sounds that reach up, hoping to stop or deter. Reality swung her maw open to swallow her back to the wind that blew through the hollow cracks between the branch things that made up her bed. Her eyelids squeezed tighter as she lifted her head before looking back to where her children were sleeping, but only to see through cracks seeping.
Cold sloshed over the gludge that covered her feathers, reminding her just how severe the weather is, while thoughts of the things that threatened her crept over her heart, she silently wept. But when thoughts arose of her children out there, fear burned away, she took to the air. After three double flaps, she threw out her legs and sought to collapse, a bit stronger perhaps, the branches found below her eggs. From further below came a grumbling that started quite slow, started to grow, which made her feel more.
She lowered her sight,
slowly dropping her head below the sunlight into an endless night beneath the leaves forever more spread. This yawner was wide and round at the top, with a ridge to divide the eyes calcified, its mouth that closed with a pop. Caught between was its nose like a handle from a cup, above 12 single toes and three little rows that spread around, holding it up. It threw up an eye at her looking down,
shy.
Seeing she was shy, it tried to say the right part of its maw slid slowly apart and asked, "Why would you like me just love this girl?" In a voice that started to sing. From the other side came a thick, deeper tone that asked for her name and what she should claim, her reason for appearing so alone. She dropped in a flip to the place that it sat,
and landed with two legs to trip.
It shifted to see how she would reply, but she gave no decree, so it gave one more plea, asking, "What are you speaking? Why?" She scratched all her claws thrice on the damp floor, for each rhythm she draws, much like in mud with straws, is the only way she can implore to other creatures whom she comes across sometimes.
Inside
the crew,
the part of her holds. So she scattered her feet in a long frenzy tale. By the end of his feet, all she saw was defeat.
All she saw
was creature's face,
and the creature's face grown drawn and pale. It liked her quick dance, so it asked one last time. She could not advance on this final chance.
It
slumbered off back to its grime. She thought of its voice.
She thought of its voice
as she turned here and there, wondering
if
your choices spoke choices. Till she turned back, becoming aware of the vivid-looking things that watched her curiously.
The pair wore scores of golden rings tied between them along these strings, and as they approached, they rang furiously.
Within a yard's
distance,
they slowed to halt and
turned
around.
Because
the
beast they smelled like sun-drenched
five-day-old
cod,
which
made their
faces curl. The gludge on her feathers they looked at with their nostrils turned up and stuck.
One said to the other, and one said
What's
to the other,
What's this on you that resembles calf grown upon you with a splat? I fear if we linger too long, it will combust.
Hearing what it said, she recoiled in shame before asking for aid in her usual way. But prior to her first step,
you heard mine answer, for I fear the sound sent her amulet from the rods you might saw.
They jangled back into the dark wood and left her there.
As fear crept inside and hope started to fold, she raised her gaze just high enough
to behold a thin bit of light peeking from another root.
Skipping
up to the ceiling.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1
first light breath of the sun. To the left,
and the back, and the front,
and the right. She looked every way, but saw not what she sought. Nothing around could aid in her sight, as her smell and dancing left others in fright. So there she drooped, feeling slowly distraught. In a fit of frustration, she looked up to the air, no longer with longing, but fire. And as this anger inside her burned away the despair, she threw open her wings, soiled but fair, and threw out her body with meticulous care. Breath welled inside till she felt she might tear. Her feet buckled as though supporting a bear, then coiled down to finally prepare
her body was without compare, ready for the strain,
without compare, ready for the strain.
And so with a gleaming, but sensuous glare, she flew faster than anything her sight should dare. Her strength from the breath streaming through her solitaire. A breath
10 meters and 300 meters square
shot her straight to a height that no creature could share. And above all the chaos, she sought to declare by breaking a rule named by nature, unfair as it was, with a plea she hoped should repair her loss. So with one more breath and a prayer, she split the sky with a cry.
A cry heard by all that exists.
At this point, the composer would advise you to please turn down the volume on your home stereo system, as the following sound is quite loud and could damage your one's ears and speaker equipment. The display that she had fashioned from just another breath was easily quite enough to wake those who just seen death.
Her note rang in all directions, silver, black, and blue, screamed, silencing the chaos for an instant before recoiling back.
And after this monstrous note, the first note that she ever sang, she lost the breath she had just found to forge the greatest ring. She struggled for air to hold onto, but her strength had already been spent three times over, so she fainted, and with her eyes shut began her descent.
Her head, the heaviest
part of her, fell first,
followed shortly
by the rest of her, feeling though she had burst.
She didn't fall, but floated rather. A small red feather in the sky.
She had started very high.
She hung for minutes like some paper caught above a heating duct.
And soon her children came to cry into their arms, she stuck.
To the water they swiftly flew, laying her gently just beside.
The breeze they hoped would wake her soon, but when that seemed to fail, they cried. As their tears fell to the ground, one raised his head in pain, and with a breath drew in the others, asking them to refrain and save strength for their first song about the recently slain. Drawing in wind from the ocean, the youngest cried his first note, followed by the eldest first, coming from the back of her throat. The middle was the last to join, only the tongues that seemed to flow. Their eulogy bounced off the shores, acquiring a curious key. Each wave acted as calming, and the wind helped to carry it to Kasi. Other worlds on opposite shores heard in the wind the stares of pain, so faint were the earth just the same, as a whisper in each ear, while the air holds still. Emotion took over those listening who heard the gentle pain that blew softly by, causing them to sing along without understanding who or why, while the wind caught all that it could to bring back over the ocean and across the gray sky. As the wind traced the edges of her feathers, after shedding her gludge, they blazed red. Air slipped into her nostrils, wooing nethers to her lungs, greatly needing to be fed. With this third breath, she opened her eyes and stretched out her wings to help with the rise. With surprise, the children embraced her, their song still drifting about. As it began melting into a blur, she caught it before it had died out and used it to sing a gentle lullaby that resonated upward into the sky. As they sat, reunited at last, near their new nest over by the shore, they realized their strength had long since passed,
so they faded with new dreams to explore.
The young each took one last breath deep before diving down into their new sleep.
So rested the beast that had lived the rest of the song after being able to speak for so long. They welcomed the voices so made them so strong. The lives they lived after the northern after each day held more songs, which they were blessed, but her lullaby each night glided into the lullaby each night.
Mm-hmm.